So money expert and best-selling author Vanessa Stoykov believes that Australian children should learn about money and finances around about the time that they learn to read and write. And she joined us to have a chat about this morning. Vanessa, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. How about you?
Very well, thank you. Kids at a young age, they know about money. They know that if they ask for it from mum or dad, they may or may not get it from them. That's how finances work for them, don't they?
Yeah, well, yes, obviously. But at the same time, money's almost become invisible for this generation of kids. My eldest sons are 18 and 17, and when they were little, they used to think money came out of the wall, which was the ATM. But my youngest son, like, what is money? You tap your phone.
Yes, that's such a valid point, because you and I'm sure, would be round about the same vintage, and that is if you did some chores, you might have got a $2 coin or a $5 note if you were extra good at it. But now, we don't do that for our kids, do we?
No, and not only did we do that, we would go to the corner shop and torture the guy there on the lolly tray with one of those, when they were like 2 cents and 1 cent.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
That doesn't happen either, but... No, I mean, my kids get an allowance, and the older they get, but I transfer it. The best thing I ever did was get my kids a bank account when they hit, like, I think 12.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, tech's so good now. Like, they've got their own account, they've got the app on their phone, particularly in high school. I think that's a great age to start giving, because what that does is give you accountability. So if they do have $20 from Nana or whatever the money is, it's up to them to go, am I a saver, am I an investor, or am I a spender? And it's just good to have a dialogue with them about that. Talk about it. Oh, what are you using that money for? What are you at now? My son saved up $11,000, which blows my mind. My European immigrant father would have gone, well done, delivering pizzas at Domino's.
That's a lot of pizzas.
And he's doing the HSC. I said, shit, that's amazing. Well done. But he's tight as a fist. Like, if we go out, I still pay for everything. But he knows that money because he and his girl are going on a gap year next year. And I just thought, well, that's so cool because he's taken ownership of what he wants and he's figured out a way to go and get it. That's what you want for your kids.
So what's a nice, simple way? We've got our 6 or 7 year old who, you know, they're young, they don't know much about the world. How do we explain to them money and finances? Because I know a few adults that don't quite understand the concept.
Well, yeah, and that's not fair. Like, I spent a lot of my career just being a plain language person. I started as a finance journo. And when you work, I've worked with institutional finance for a long time, and I actually realized, my God, these people are speaking a different language, and it's not the language of everyone else. So it feels like there's a lot of people locked out because they don't speak that language. And, you know, if it hasn't happened to you and you haven't had that from your parents, it's really hard to figure out how to do it for your kids, because a lot of people have been programmed with a feeling of lack. And when you're programmed with lack, then you're conservative, you're worried, you want them to save, you'll watch what they're spending. And that's not letting them develop their own money personality and their own habits. If they're a saver, like, they'll do it. Like, if they're a spender, well, then you've got to convince them to become an investor. And, you know, not the new Apple iPhone, but then buy a share in Apple.
There was a time when we were at school where we would have a little fete where we all had to cook something or make something, and we would sit at a desk and we would sell it to each other. So we're our own little retail for a day. That's a good understanding and basic knowledge of how money's meant to work around, isn't it?
Oh, I think that's great. Anything where they can understand the value of transactions too and what things cost and what they make. So those kind of things, if you can sell a cupcake and, you know, it costs you $5 for the mix and you're selling them at $3 each, like, yeah, that's a great way to show how you make profit and what's your overhead. There's a million practical examples, but the thing is, I guess, talk about it. Just keep talking about things that are happening and open the dialogue on money with young kids, and then you'll find it's not a taboo and they're not afraid of it, and they'll embrace the fact that they'll never have one job. Like, they are in a different world where we grew up, and I'm 48, so... you know, getting on there, but still time to go, okay, I can adapt to this world. But they're digital natives and they'll make money in different ways. The quicker they learn that when you're an investor, I mean, the more you invest when you're young, the more it grows with the power of compound, the less you have to do when you're older. And no one ever taught us that because no one ever knew it. No one knew that where I grew up in Gunnedah. You couldn't have got a broker to buy a share back then. Like, just didn't have access.
No, that's true. So reading, writing and finances should be at the forefront as the kids are starting to develop the understanding of those different things. That way, by the time they get to our age, they'll be a lot smarter than us.
Well, yeah. The world will be a lot different than ours too.
Yeah, that's very
true. So you'll stand them in good stead, you know.
Vanessa Stoykov, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.